Welcome, great patriotic friends, to October 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and for the next 5 minutes, I'll talk about America, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. And she's darn good at it, too. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and go from there. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice, very nice. And now moving on to today's headlines. The Akil Lauro hijacking ends. I.R. Johnson invents the bicycle frame. Truman signs the Mutual Security Act. Talk about sports news with football and baseball. And the Rose premieres. All right, so now here I go.
1985. The Akil Lauro hijacking ends. So the interesting question is, why did four young Palestinian terrorists, in a plan orchestrated by Mohammed Abbas, hijack an Italian cruiser and shoot an old Jewish American man in a wheelchair, tipping him overboard, wheelchair and all? That is the question indeed. History.com says it's because they demanded the release of 50 Palestinian militant imprisoned in Israel. Robert Fisk on independent.co.uk suggests it was because it's easier to attack Israel by sea than it would be from Lebanon, Syria, or Jordan. Daniel Quinn of electronicintifada.net says it was a revenge attack for an Israeli attack in Tunisia a week earlier. Anyway, insert excuse here. Even Yasser Arafat condemned the hijacking. The ship would dock in Port Said, and the hijacker surrendered to Egyptian authorities and freed the hostages. In return, the hostages would be able to go free and took off on an Egypt Air Boeing 737 headed for Tunisia. Not so fast. President Ronald Reagan sent an order to intercept the plane, and U.S. Navy F-14 Tomcat fighters ordered the plane to get back on the ground. The pilot complied, and the hijackers were arrested and later be tried and convicted by an Italian court. Where do you think you're going? 1899. I.R. Johnson invents the bicycle frame. He's famous for being an African-American who invented something before the civil rights. On the show, where there is no color, he's simply a great American inventor. We don't care what nationality or color he is. Thanks, I.R. I mean, it was the bike frame. I.R. Johnson, everyone, like a boss! 1865. John Wesley Hyatt simplifies the production of celluloid, the first industrial plastic. But that's the boring part. He invented the billiard ball. And I say after this, let's go shoot some stick. Who's with me? 1951, Truman signs the Mutual Security Act. This measure, which was modeled upon the Marshall Plan, authorized about $7 billion for foreign military, economic, and technical aid to American allies. This sent a message to Moscow, and the rest of the world for that matter, that America would provide the resources to contain communism by any means necessary. The Republicans felt it was a bit expensive, but understood that nations who will fight on our side is sound economy, according to John Voorhees of Ohio. James Richards of South Carolina, who is chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, made it a point that the Mutual Security Act was intended not to fight a war, but to prevent a war. President Dwight Eisenhower would abolish the Mutual Security Act in 1953. Moving on to sports news, 1971, Baltimore Colts beat Buffalo 43-0. All right, what else is on? 1968, here we go. The Tigers win their first World Series since 1945, much in part to Mickey Lolich. 1923, the New York Giants and the New York Yankees become the first to play each other in three consecutive World Series. And finally, 1979, the Rose premieres in L.A. It was about a self-destructive rock star from the 1960s, loosely based on Janis Joplin. But enough about my ex-girlfriend and getting back to the Rose. It featured Bette Midler, and it was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Frederick Forrest, Best Actress in a Leading Role for Midler, which was her screen debut, by the way, Best Film Editing, and Best Sound.
So that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for October 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For example, how about the way that Reagan handled those hijackers? Did he go too far or not far enough? Let me know. What about the Mutual Security Act? Was it a good idea or not? Or what about the Rose? Have you ever seen that? So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there, so good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's ep. I'll talk about JFK, the Electric Voice Machine, Yellow Fever, and Saturday Night Live. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.